All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's place for the Gal Christmas party. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Sports mappers, welcome to the fray on an FF Friday where F is for festive, because if you can hear the people in the background, then you are missing out on one hell of a party. It is here at Nick's Place, Rocky Ridge and Westheimer, where the festivities and fun just never are done. It started bright and early at 7 a.m. this morning at Klein's Fine Jewelers. It is carried over here to Nick's Place, where it will carry through 7 o'clock. Fred, AJ, they are in the building already, so they'll take you home with the Blitz from 4 to 7. We'll take you up until that point on both SportsMap 94.1 and ESPN 97.5. And then all bets are off as to how long it keeps going after that.
I got to say thank you one more time to Crystal Collins. She's been feeding me Crown, and I tap out. I can't. I got to drive. So shout out to Crystal Collins for that. Also, shout out to Eric, man. We appreciate you coming out, brother. Thank you for introducing yourself. Thank you for listening.
Yes, Eric. Thank you very much.
Yeah, man.
Meeting a lot of great listeners today, which is fantastic.
Absolutely.
Because it's nice to put a face with a name and a Twitter handle, because we get those all the time.
Yep.
And if you want to own up to some of your text messages, I dare you, but okay. We get those too.
My favorite thing is when people come up and they've texted something mean to the show, and they're like, hey, remember when I called you an a-hole and a bitch? I'm like, yeah, that was me.
Yeah.
Like, that's not funny.
No
one likes you for that. Why are you?
Exactly.
Why would you bring that up?
And some of the good people that are here, if we told them that you did that, they're loyal enough to do something about it,
yeah,
too.
By the way, somebody on the text line wanted to do push-ups over the phone. No, we're not Skyping you in for the push-up contest, sir and or ma'am.
And we don't need the audio porn of 4.
Yeah,
that's not going to happen today.
Yeah, not happening at all. If you want to text the show, 713-780-3776. Twitter's probably the best way to do it.
Tyler, so you threw up in a bathroom, right? You did a push-up contest, and now you're going for round two of the food. What is that you are consuming? God love you for putting ketchup on it, but after all you've been through today, what are you eating now?
Oh,
biscuits,
my God.
And gravy.
Yo, that man is
with french
wild.
Fries?
So Tyler.
With hash browns. Biscuits and gravy with hash browns and ketchup.
So
after
Tyler,
you already blew chunks.
What did you put the ketchup on, the hash browns?
Yes.
I swear if you would have put that on the biscuits and gravy, I'd have had you thrown out. That's something Joel would do. Would you put ketchup on biscuits and
no.
gravy? Okay.
No. Now, if you didn't have the gravy, maybe.
I swear, if I walked up and you were eating biscuits and ketchup.
Oh, it's possible.
I'd be like, okay, Joel Mahomes.
Yeah, it's possible. I'll take that endorsement deal, too, if you want.
Man.
I'll collect on that check if you don't mind that.
We made fun of the deal, but what do you think he got paid for that? Did they announce what the deal was worth?
I didn't see the financial. I didn't see the numbers on it.
What do you think he got?
I'd probably say six figures. I would
easily.
Say six figures.
Easily.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's what I told him. Yeah, he did a curl with the ketchup bottle in the crevice of his elbow. And it looked more like something other than ketchup oozing out. It was not a good look. But I would guess he made six figures. I would say, because of his popularity, possible MVP, I'm going to go, I'd say 500,000.
Whoa, no way. A half a million?
I think.
See, I was going to say 150. Tyler says 250. I think it's probably – I think five a half a mil for ketchup.
Dude, if they work that into like a commercial and some other things too – that I would. That's
you,
good.
I think you're overestimating the ketchup market. I don't.
That's true. You might be right.
Yeah, and Hunt's is like the
yeah,
Equate.
You got that right, because you know I go with the Heinz.
Hunt's
yeah.
is like one step up from Equate ketchup. It's not that good.
Yeah, the
it's not that good.
The plain label.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. The Walmart Equate.
The signature brand.
Yeah, that broke-ass Hill yeah. Country ketchup. Nobody likes that. It's like Hunt's is like the Dr. Thunder of ketchup.
That's correct.
No one
that's
likes
absolutely
that.
Right.
No one is eating that.
So you're saying what? Six figures, but on the low
yeah,
side.
Yeah, I'm saying 150, 200.
Is there any way to – where's Darren Revelle when you want him to actually tweet out something that's relevant?
I Googled it. Nothing. They didn't disclose the terms, which is pretty disappointing.
But I cannot believe Tyler is just inhaling this – biscuits, gravy, and hash browns after. And I will give him credit. That was impressive, his push-ups. I didn't see that coming from him.
Somebody texted the show and said, "What? This is T-Ball Willie."
I remember.
You remember T-Ball Willie?
Yep.
What are the exact directions? I got something I want to ask Fred. I mean, use your Googles, bro. Willie, use your Googles. That's all I can tell you. And then Merry Christmas from Barry's Flabby Arms.
So is that still a thing?
That's apparently Barry's Flabby Arms is still a thing. That's John Parker.
Okay.
So John Parker
is heard from.
Yeah. He can go to hell. That's
yeah,
not nice.
We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Chan is hanging in there as well, so that's good. He's working on the Raleigh Fingers mustache.
Chan, you're growing out the little curled up mustache there. Oh my God, Crystal. I'll never get
Crystal
home.
Crystal Collins is just feeding Barry.
Oh, my God.
Shots.
I'm going to be here until 10:30 tonight. Yay! Cheers to you guys. One more shot of Crown. This is too much.
Go Cowboys.
No, not Go Cowboys.
Yeah, not Go Cowboys at all.
I just drank the Cowboys. I think I'm going to throw up.
Well, you wouldn't be the first. You might not be the last.
Well, this last hour might get.
It might get a little dicey, huh?
Yeah, Andrew, you might want to stay near the dump button for this last hour. Yeah, this could get bad, my friend.
There you go. So if you missed any of the festivities, by the way, there's been a lot going on here. It started with the invisible hula hoop.
Yes. Thank you.
It carried on through the push-up contest.
Yes. Should we do one more or should we just say nah and let the
We got prizes still, right?
We do. We got a ton of prizes left.
We should be giving away more prizes. We got tons of stuff to give to the listeners. They're all out there clamoring for stuff.
I feel like we did the hula hoop contest. We should just do like an air sex contest and be the same thing.
We're not doing the caloric intake because Tyler, even though he threw up half his meal, would still win.
Yeah, we'll figure something out. Maybe we'll do one more before the show's over. Somebody texted the show and said, Merry Christmas from the Lawn Talk fan club.
Oh, boy.
That's my guys
out
there.
I thought they left already, but they're over there.
Lawn Talk fan club. Merry Christmas.
What about Dog Talk?
Somebody said, I have a lawn question. Well, text it in. Please do. Andrew, is there anyone at the office today?
That's a good question, too, because most of the office is here.
Who? Jong is there. Really? So is Jong going to produce for the Blitz? Oh, so he didn't use a vacation day and bail on us like Nick did.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Okay. So I feel like you and I are the only dedicated ones for the show. Nick apparently doesn't
care. He's here somewhere.
Yeah, I mean he doesn't need to come over. It's just, you know, we see who's in this to win it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, when you try to double up, you not only take the vacation day to do it, but you can use it I'm not going to say it. Never mind. So
don't do that. That would be mean.
There's my guy Chris walking in. That takes some balls to walk in here with a Packers shirt on. This
Chris
year.
Is wearing a Green Bay Packers shirt, and it's the ugliest shirt I've ever seen in my whole life. It's horrible. Is that a small? What did you not? Did they not have a large for an adult? Did you get that at the Baby Gap? What's just messing with you, brother? You wish it was smaller.
Crystal Collins is walking out as you walk in with that shirt, only because she knows that the Packers still own Jerry World. So it's just the way it all goes.
That is true.
Lambeau Field South is up in Dallas, so that's fine.
Ooh, that wasn't nice. Hey, real quick, Josh Rapp showed up. Shout out to Josh Rapp for being in the house. And his Cardinals got a big pickup today. Andrew Miller signed a two-year deal.
I congratulated him on
with
that.
The
I knew
St.
he'd
Louis
be happy
Cardinals.
About that. Yeah.
Also, other MLB news, Daniel Murphy – signed with the Rockies.
Colorado Rockies. How about the contract, though? $2 and $24 million. $12 million a year for Daniel Murphy.
I mean, he is a professional hitter. He's like the Tony Gwynn of our era.
He's a hell of a hitter.
In many ways.
Yeah, people say he can be a little bit of a problem.
That might
in the
be the crown talking, but
we'll see, yeah?
Yeah, and then Jerickson Profar is in a trade in a three-team deal with the A's.
Yeah, so the Rangers lose another one, which no one really feels sorry for them here. But the A's gain another player, which they're hoping will bring them closer to the Astros. That kind of tells you, does it not, that the Rockies are moving on at second base?
You feel that way, right? Yeah. They're like,
They're not going to compete as you.
Yeah.
It's going to bring all the money, and so they're not going to get into that sweepstakes, and they're going to go a different direction. Daniel Murphy's their new second base.
Last bit of baseball news. Astros fans should pay attention to this. So the Toronto Blue Jays president, Mark Shapiro, came out and said in a tweet that it was interesting that he's on the competition committee.
Okay.
And he said, I'm one of the few people in the room that doesn't think we should legislate banning the shift. What that tells you is – is that the shift is on the table at for being outlawed. Is that they're actually considering getting rid or making it illegal.
They started this discussion about a month ago.
Yeah, I remember that. We talked about it.
And then it led into the winter meetings. And everybody wanted to talk about it. And you know what? They still haven't figured out the designated hitter, yay or nay, for both leagues. I just think it's unfair to take away. You shouldn't be a rule about that. You can move your fielders wherever you want. You've always been able to do it. Why start now? Because it's working?
Well, and I think if you have to take a page out of basketball's book, right? They said, look, if these hitters – basketball said, if these guys can't make free throws, we're not going to get rid of the hack of Shaq or the hack of Dwight or whatever it is. Learn how to shoot a free throw. You know what? If you're a professional hitter, learn how to go the other way. Learn how to hit against the shift. I don't think you should regulate how people play defense, but that's just me.
Yeah, three guys don't change a rule. So if you've got a couple of teams where they're actually effective with the shift, and we know the Astros are big on analytics and they do it pretty much more than anybody, if it's working,
be a better hitter.
Yeah, or go join the club. Way. You know, hate the player, don't hate the game, but you know, don't change the game.
No,
that's ridiculous.
Speaking of changing the game, my guy Mark Klein with Klein's Jewelry. Not only did he change the game for me with my wife and her ring that I got her this year, he's changing the game in jewelry because it's the best place in the city to go and get jewelry if you're going to do that for your wife this holiday season. Mark, how are you going to help the people this weekend?
Well, anything in diamonds, we do it better than anyone else in the city. So just check me out. If you're looking for diamonds, you're driving your car right now, you don't know what to do, you got to get her something. So come to Klein. I mean, you saw it today. It was crazy. But you were here thousands of pieces in stock. I'm ready. I'm loaded. I'm ready to sell some of this stuff. So like you said today, you had your ring. It was yellow gold. We changed it to white. You know, just like that. We got all the guys here in the back. We make the jewelry right here in the store so we can do it better than anyone else in the city. You don't have to give it to someone and they send it out to get it done. We do all the work right here in the store. So if you want a diamond pendant, you want a diamond earring, you want anything in jewelry, diamond bracelets, diamond rings, everything's here in stock. You come in, you pull it right up to the front. You have to go to the mall or a half-price sale. You come in, we take care of it, you pick it out, you give it to her for Christmas time. She opens that box, she's happy as can be, and you don't have to spend a lot of money. You had all those guys today, they were spending $100, and they were getting some beautiful jewelry. So anything in jewelry, come to Klein. For Christmas this year, it's going to be the best deal in the city of Houston. Give us a call. We'll quote you our price over the phone. If you send me a picture, I'll tell you what it costs. 832-316-1388. 832-316-1388. Check us out on KleinsJewelry.com. Whatever you want, we got it, and we got it for less than anyone else in the city.
Mark, I got to tell you, Mark, I was impressed. I knew you were good. I didn't. That ring back to me today. If you guys are not going to Klein's Jewelry, I don't know what you're doing with your life, man. I had no idea you could get that to me in a day. Man, my hat's off to you. I knew you were good, but that was impressive, man, for real.
Fantastic. That's how we do it.
Hey, man, and congratulations on another outstanding Christmas party. That's Mark Klein with Klein's Fine Jewelry. Make sure you go check him out before the holiday season. Yeah, that's right, man. Look at him. They know how good Klein's is. Mark, we appreciate you, buddy. Have a good weekend.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right, that was Mark Klein, Klein's Fine Jewelry. Give him a call, 832-316-1388. We'll be back right after this. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's Place for the Gow Christmas Party. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, what's up, everybody? We are back. It is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. As we simulcast till 4, Blitz will take you till 7. Fred and AJ are in the house. Everybody's having a good time. A good time had by all. On an FEF Friday, I'm the suspect. You know that F is for fun, and we have got a lot of fun going on in a festive atmosphere here. A lot of people are going to want to forget what they've done here today, and some people won't know until others tell them later. Obviously, the hot wings were one of those things. But
It looks like I'm going to be hanging out for a while because Crystal Collins will not stop buying shots of Crown. And no, I do not want another one. Absolutely not.
Yes,
no.
He does. Yes, he does. Annie wants to make sure that.
Absolutely not. No, Crystal, you'll waste your money. I can't. I've got to get home, people. I've got to get home. I have cats that need to be fed. No.
He wants another shot, and he will start giving out hugs at 4:05. 4:05 hugs.
I hate you so much.
Hugs at 4:05 from Barry Laminack out in the parking lot. Shots.
If you buy 3 or 4 shots like Crystal has, you get a hug. I hugged her for sure. I'm not going to. That would be disrespectful.
Pink Valkyrie's upset then because she got the side hug.
But it was
now
a hug.
Now she's the side hug.
It was some kind of hug, and I'm sick. You don't want that. You don't want that. Trust me. It's not all.
Shouldn't that be up to them, not you?
Well, no, it's my body, Joel.
Well, but
it's
you said,
my body.
But you already called her the side hug.
I feel like you should have learned this in college. It's my body. I get to decide.
Well, we're not going to get into those days. It's what do they call that? The statute of limitations.
What? Did you just admit?
No, I didn't admit anything.
Oh my God!
Nothing.
You know a guy?
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Wow.
So if you missed any of this, this whole thing has been a fantastic day. It's an annual occurrence for the Gal Media folks to make sure we take care of our loyal listeners who are absolutely fantastic to us throughout the year. It started at Klein's Fine Jewelry this morning at 7 a.m. with the bench. It was a little cold. It warmed up in a hurry, and there was lots of festivities, and it carried on all the way here to Nick's. It'll carry on way past 7 o'clock, but, of course, through the Blitz next show.
Tyler, you are going to be so bleep-faced. How are you even able to keep us on the air now,
you
bro?
Did you take some of that Thrive Plus from the promo?
Put your microphone on for a second. How many shots have you drank?
This stupid mic is terrible.
If we had an engineer here, worth it.
Well, yeah,
if we didn't have a drunk
if we had
engineer,
equipment that
you're
worked,
hammered.
Don't blame.
I mean, I
me.
Feel like
don't blame
equipment.
The guy who's responsible for it.
I got to hold the mic down to get it to work.
Okay,
that's what
how much mind. Have you drank?
A few beers.
Oh, no. I need a number. A few beers.
Okay, so let's say
3 beers,
4 shots like this.
Okay, so 4 of the.
Jerry brought me a huge shot earlier.
My man Jerry.
That was the first thing I had today.
Okay, so just in.
Do you want like on a scale of 1 to 10 how buzzed I am?
No, I just want how much have you drank?
Like, can you count that high?
I would say like 7 drinks.
Oh my God!
Oh, I've been here since 11.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how buzzed are you?
Just like 4.
Okay.
On 11.
Crystal's here. She heard that. You're going to be a 7 before
what?
You know it.
After this, maybe a 6.
You're going to go from a 4 to a 6 on one shot?
It's possible.
That's the point you're at right now? We're like one more.
Yeah,
one more
possible.
And we won't.
It's extremely. Check out the shots that are given at Nick's. Holy
no, I am
cow.
Not doing that. No, absolutely not. No way. No.
Barry,
yeah,
those are
it,
weed
Nick.
Gummies. Eat those.
No. I will never get home if I eat weed gummies.
No, they're not.
They're
weak.
So strong. They're
Nick's
not
like,
strong.
How many can
they
you get?
Are strong though. Yeah,
yeah. I could hear Tyler's
Nick just said,
pucker.
"How many more of these can I get?"
I could literally hear Tyler's b-hole pucker when he ate that. So enjoy. Look, Nick's like, "What?
How pretty do I look right now?"
Wow, Nick, you might need an intervention if that didn't bother you.
I said, "How pretty do I look right now?" And he was amazing.
Even in the ugliest sweater vest you've ever seen.
That's the ugliest. I'm glad you joined
it's
the
atrocious.
Ugliest sweater with the Cowboys.
If they run
star.
Out of toilet paper in the bathroom, we know where. I'm just saying.
One more shout out to Titan Hugo. He texted the show. Apparently, he left.
Yeah, he did leave.
But he said, "Merry Christmas from the Tennessee Titans and Titan Hugo." So,
and we never could have guessed who he was since he was head to toe and everything in between.
Gear.
We didn't want to see.
Good
the
for
show.
Him for representing. But Hugo, I hope you're disappointed and the Titans don't make the playoffs. I'm just saying.
That's, really?
Is that too much to?
That's pretty fair.
Okay, I feel like it is.
I felt like that was on the level playing field. Yeah, that's fine.
Wow, this is – I'm not even going to read this. That's dirty. I don't know. We maybe texts aren't – no, it was about I can't even say – like, there's no clean way to say it. Nah, we'll just move
no
on.
No, try, Barry. You've had a couple of shots. Give it a whirl.
Andrew, are you near the dump button?
Let it fly.
Andrew, are you near – okay, please be near the dump button. Let's say you're eating a hot dog with no hands. Like Joel was earlier.
I don't know
earlier.
What you're talking about.
Tyler was saying like Joel was earlier. Were you
I have eaten nothing today, so you're not getting that on me.
Oh, yes, no. With the hand movement. It was just about that. It was just about that and dental work, and I don't even know. That's I don't know what.
So, you Mike texted the show.
He did say Merry Christmas to everybody, but he's a permanent ban, so I wasn't going to read it.
Okay.
But he did say Merry Christmas.
All right. Well, we appreciate that. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So lots going on here at Nick's Place, and again, lots of our listeners. We're trying to name them all. I gave Jerry Bo a shout out earlier, but Jerry Bo seems to be when Jerry Bo gets to a certain level, he gets earmuffs permanently. He can't hear you. But Jerry Bo's in the house. Great guy. But also, man, if you want to get on that gambling thing and get
he's
some picks
man.
Right,
he is
Jerry
the
Bo
man.
Is the man with a plan. He gets the picks. He's the dude
Indeed.
Right over there.
Yep,
so,
yep,
yeah.
yep. By the way, Moni Fly said she will be here at 4:05 to get a hug.
There you go.
Not going to happen. And Tracy Cowley said, I've never had a side hug, which is weird, but I'll see you dudes at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
And I mean,
Nick is in the building, so that's he's going to be very happy about that.
Pretty much every hug with Tracy is a side hug because you kind of get pushed out of the way, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's
you
three
get,
against one.
Yeah, it's definitely three against one. Yeah. Can we get my man Nick? Let's try to get him on the mic. Can
we
try, Tyler?
Yeah.
We got to get a little bit of love from Nicholas. Old puss in the building. What's up, man?
That's how you're going to open up the segment?
Dude,
with puss?
We've had an APB out for you.
That's
we
fantastic.
We know you were here, but we could never find you.
That's disrespectful. Like, that is absolutely disrespectful.
I had an APB out for you. I knew you walked in, but then I didn't know where you were. And we every time we mentioned you, we're like, Nick's in here somewhere.
I was mingling, you know. I'm integrating. I'm working. You guys are not working. You guys are not working.
Excuse me.
What are you talking about?
You are a man of the people, though. Like, when you walked in, the whole place just stopped.
No, that's just because you guys kept mentioning my name when I walked in.
No, I feel like everybody kind of just gravitated to you.
Yeah.
What does it feel like to be a man of the people? What does it feel like to be the only guy on the show that's liked by everybody?
I feel like I'm the man of the people.
Yeah,
after,
right?
Yeah.
After playing that phone number, that 10-digit phone number on the air, I don't know if I'm the man of the people.
Crystal.
Not all the people, but you
Crystal.
Became heroic with a lot of people.
Here, Crystal is
Tyler. No, man. I'm not doing this.
Dude, you're an absolute vagina. Dude, take
yes,
the damn.
No.
Wow.
I've had like 5 already. Are you kidding me?
He just called you an absolute vagina.
Yes. No, look, you didn't even. Rookie.
You called him. You called him puss. You called him puss, and he calls you an absolute vagina.
But did you see how he did the shot?
I just wanted the shot. I'm so sorry. We're going to take another shot together, Crystal.
Was that not the most rookie shot you've ever seen taken? I thought you drank.
Isn't that like the difference between
I never drink.
Top shelf alcohol and generic brand?
Yeah. By the way, you're welcome because that was
crowned. You call him puss, and he calls you absolute
was it?
Yes. Vagina.
Okay.
But you didn't even, like, bang it on the table or
yeah,
nothing. You
that
did
was
the
kind
shot.
Of disrespectful to Crystal Collins.
I'm sorry that our
I'm
producer
sorry.
Doesn't know how to act. I'm sorry that our producer doesn't know how to act.
A part of the reason is because she's a Cowboys fan.
Well,
but that's,
you are
you know,
hammered by
we're going to forgive her.
Barry, you
Dang!
Are. Dang! You are.
There's
yeah,
so many Cowboys fans everywhere.
You are
everywhere.
Definitely hammered.
Yeah.
Because you just let Crystal
that.
Collins just absolutely, no. just completely touch all
I'm
of
I'm going to go wash my hands at the break. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I'm not hammered. I'm completely sober.
I kind of feel like that's not
I'm
the case.
I'm sober as hell.
No, you're not.
I feel like if you have to say that, probably not the case.
Well, you accused me earlier.
Oh.
Who is listen. That? Is that Andrew?
That was
yeah.
you.
That was
oh,
so
yeah.
weird.
Yeah.
That is so you weird.
Know, now you know what it's like.
Why do you think Trey is hanging
you?
In there? Trey just wants to hear his voice.
Is that Pipes? Is that the beautiful Andrew?
That was the beautiful Andrew in our ear that none of the listeners heard.
Yeah.
Andrew's legit. Andrew's legit. Oh, I didn't even think about
yeah,
that. I
thank
forgot
you
about
for,
that.
Well,
I forgot about that. Sorry,
your,
sorry.
I know it's your first day
but I've never
radio.
Been drinking. I never drink like this off. What is that?
That?
Oh. No, that's like the flavor
no, that's
of the.
That's the hand
oh,
it's sanitizer. Purell.
It's red?
My
that's
girl.
Purell.
My girl. With
what
the
is
hand
this?
Sanitizer.
Calzone.
Is that for me?
No, it's me.
Best calzone in the city of Houston. Have you had
I've had their calzones. Absolutely.
I was going to say.
Cody Stutes turned around in about 2.5 seconds. He heard they said, what, calzone? Who, me? What?
I was going to say, dude.
That Cody calzone, gives it a thumbs up. I can't wait to try it.
It'll make you slap your mom, dude. It's so good.
There's
it
a bunch of
so
ugly
good.
Christmas Christmas sweaters in the building.
Right. Yeah,
a lot of ugly yes. Christmas sweaters. I did some shopping, though, earlier today.
What'd you get?
Just a shirt.
What'd you get me for Christmas?
Nothing.
You went to
Not a
21?
Damn thing.
Wait a minute. You didn't give me a Christmas gift?
Well, you said you got a shirt. Did you go to Forever 21?
I did not go to Forever 21.
Did you get an XL?
But a little bit of a disclaimer.
What?
So I go out to try. I was actually this shirt, and I tried the shirt. I'm walking out.
Oh, you paid
the,
for that?
Yeah, I actually paid for it. Yes.
Why?
Why wouldn't I? But what do you think? I stole
know.
It?
You know, vertical stripes are
it's
the way to
It's not out
go.
Of the realm of possibility.
Listen.
You know horizontal stripes make you look fatter, right?
No, that's not true.
No, it's
no,
very
it
true.
Makes fat people look fatter, like you and Joel. Okay?
So finish your story.
But anyway, yeah, I was walking out. What's up, man? I was walking out of the fitting room.
Oh, that's big time.
I was walking out of the fitting room, and this guy approaches me, and he's like, "Hey, man, how you doing?" I'm like, "Good." I keep walking. I'm the type of guy that when I'm shopping for clothes,
don't get in my way.
I want to get. I want to get the clothes. Yes, I want to leave as quickly as possible.
So this guy's in. You like your shopping like you like your sex.
Disclaimer to all straight guys, and if you're gay, it's totally cool. Okay.
Why did you look at me when you said that?
Because I'm just saying. I'm just saying. But do not initiate a conversation about how the jeans fit on you. I don't care. He's like, "Man, I'm struggling with these Levi's jeans." I'm like, "I really don't care, bro."
Did you
go
tell
look
him that?
At the? Yeah. I yelled at him in the middle of the JCPenney.
Wait a minute, JCPenney.
Wait a minute. Stop the story, bro. You shop at JCPenney's?
Right in the middle of the JCPenney.
Nick,
I'm like, listen.
First of all,
we can't have these conversations in the middle of the JCPenney. What is wrong with you?
First of all, you're in the middle of the JCPenney.
There's nothing wrong with shopping at JCPenney, let me tell you. John shops at JCPenney all the time. Granado does. He told me.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
John, we cannot repeat what John just said.
He probably doesn't shop anyway. He probably gets everything for free.
F you is what he said, basically.
GTFO, just said.
First of all, whatever happens to you at JCPenney, you deserve.
Why?
Because you're at JCPenney.
People shop at JCPenney.
Not normal
Yes,
people.
They do.
Not regular
look,
people.
Look, bam. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, sir.
And look what he's
Thank
wearing.
Thank you, sir.
He's wearing a Smedium Packers jersey.
Is that a Packers? Oh, see.
Yeah, exactly. You know where they sell those? JCPenney.
Damn,
that's
Chris,
it.
Why you got to wear the Packers t-shirt?
And he's a smart man.
Look at the shorts.
People shop at JCPenney's, Barry.
Who?
When Walmart's closed.
Nick.
JCPenney or Forever 21, be honest. What is more embarrassing? Or Abercrombie & Fitch at 45 years of age, sir?
JCPenney is the most embarrassing.
If you're looking
far.
For positive feedback,
I don't think there's a single
price.
Male in this bar that shops at Forever 21.
Or JCPenney.
Raise your hand if you shop at Forever 21.
Yeah, give it up.
Yeah, right. She
Look,
does.
My man Clint.
Liar. Liar.
My man Clint in the back. Yeah, my man Clint.
Oh, don't do this to me, Jerry. I was just
See?
Kidding. Thank you so much, Jerry. Jerry Bo.
This is a disaster.
This is going to be a disaster. Hopefully.
Before it gets any worse. I can't
wait till we get back to the studio. Don't think I'm forgetting about JCPenney.
Oh, whatever.
It's so on.
No, it's not.
Oh, it is so on.
Abercrombie & Fitch, it doesn't matter. I've got enough I've got enough ammo for you, Barry. Don't worry about it.
Oh, well, I do now. As my grandma would say.
Hey, look at the time. We're way past where we need to be for the break.
You went to Penny's. Not even JC, just Penny's. Oh, my God.
All right, we're going to be back. Before we get to the break, though, I do want to tell you about if you got a golfer on your list for Christmas, it is PXG Golf. If you want the best golf clubs out there, you need to check out the clubs that are brought to you by PXG Golf. PXG clubs better than any other club that's out there right now, and you don't have to take it from me. You can take it from people that do the reviews that say they're remarkable, the best clubs out there. Tour pros are telling all their people and potential customers these are undeniably the best clubs. And they are insanely good, living up to the hype. That also is coming from the PGA Tour because PXG clubs have won on every major tour around the globe and even a college national championship. If you want to get a golfer happy for the holidays, lower their scores, and have more fun on the course, hey, I'm telling you what, check out PXG Golf Clubs. All you got to do to check them out right here locally at the Golf Club of Carlton Woods in the Woodlands, call 844-PLAY-PXG, 844-PLAY-PXG, or visit pxg.com to book your custom fitting. PXG, no one makes golf clubs the way we do, period.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's place for the Gow Christmas party. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back. Final half hour of the big show. It is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 Sports Map 94.1. Taking you up till 4 o'clock, and then the Blitz will take you home till 7 and probably... lots farther than that. Barry's probably going to stick around, continuing to do shots. The peeps.
Barry's going to stick around and drink water and get good enough to drive home. That's what Barry's going to do.
Barry's just
doing good enough not to curse on air at this point. So.
Tyler's just going to keep drinking.
As long as I don't say any curse words, I'll be good.
Well,
No shots, Clarence. I'm good. No, damn it. Y'all are killing me. No shots. None. How's the calzone?
It's tasty.
To die for?
Was I right? Very highly recommended, and it lives up to the billing.
Yeah, Joel wanted to get a pizza. I just refused to let him. Look,
try
Cody,
the calzone. It's
Cody's
fantastic.
Like, I'll eat whatever you
Cody,
don't eat.
Great call. Yes, you're absolutely right.
It is literally the best. Now, they do have one called, and I hate to say this, because, but he used to be part of the family, the 1560 family, but they have a calzone called the Cablin Asian, which was named after Sean Pendergast.
Yep.
Who is with the Evil Empire.
Right.
But good dude. Sean's a good dude. But the Cablin Asian is huge. Huge. It's like a pound of meat.
Really?
Yeah, and I know how much you love meat. And it's,
no, that was you then. I believe you described what you had in yours.
No.
What did you have in your calzone?
Just some stuff.
Well, no. What did you have in your calzone?
Cheese and things. Just things. No.
I don't want to say that you were a fan of the Sausage Fest, but I'm pretty sure that you had several meats in your mouth.
I mean, I didn't go triple sausage.
Pretty sure you had lots of meat in your mouth earlier before the show. That's what I'm pretty sure of.
Damn
so
it.
Before you throw stones, I'm
like
pretty
you
sure
right
you
now.
Might want to be careful what the
Tyler,
resume says.
Can you turn this mic off?
See, I'm just telling you, man.
And his mic was off.
It's all you,
moment.
Barry. I'm going to continue to eat lunch then. Again, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, no, none of this. You don't want to. Remember, we both have to worry about our ratings. You
That's
should,
true. Very true.
You should keep us going.
Did you see your boy broke his ankle?
Who?
Hut. Your Cleveland Browns offensive line coach, Bob Wiley, broke his ankle at practice yesterday.
What? How is he doing anything physically that would break an ankle other than maybe walking on ice? What happened?
It says, through a team spokesman, Wiley got hurt during Thursday's practice as the Browns prepared to face the Bengals. No immediate details on how the very popular Wiley was hurt in his second season with Cleveland and was injured, but he had surgery.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and is still at the hospital. I'm thinking maybe he's sitting on that blocking sled and it rolls over him. You know, I sent it to you. I tagged you on Twitter as well. The Browns' Christmas card
I saw
was
that.
Him in
yes.
a Santa suit.
That was great.
Getting his offensive linemen that are acting like reindeers to push the blocking sled. Well, maybe he pushed them too far.
Maybe, maybe he fell off.
Either that or there's a lot of pressure on those ankles on a daily basis. I'm just saying. You got to keep that man upright on a daily. That can take some toll on you.
I got to get this text out of the way. Merry Christmas from me too. He said, Happy New Year, loyal
appreciate
suspect.
That.
Yeah, man,
yep.
We appreciate you so much, man. Everybody that listens, we appreciate you guys.
No doubt about it. The legend, Chad Clay, is in the building.
What?
Yep, Chad Clay, the legend, is here. If Granato's here, Chad can't be far away. But, yes, always good to see the legend, Chad, in the house. Appreciate
this
that.
This is an interesting text. Joel segregates and Nick integrates. I don't know what that means.
Me either.
I don't know why that.
For every suspect, there's a suspect text. That's why you read them.
Well, I'm just kind of going through them at this point. This is fun. Now I'm sad.
Sorry you missed it last year.
I was going to say, now I'm sad I missed. I wasn't sad I missed last year until now. And now I'm sad I missed last year.
See?
A year later.
Yeah, and that's why Nick came back. Nick took a vacation day because he knew
that.
Better.
He knew.
Yeah.
I should have taken a vacation day. I should have totally just shown up and not done the show. I would have been much
happier. That would have been the other 4 days this week.
Oh, wow.
Tyler's even laughing. That's kind of hard to do, man.
You cut me deep. That hurts.
Dude, I'm just having fun.
I saw you.
Just having fun, yeah.
I totally saw you.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Lauren Pope. Shout out to Lauren Pope. We miss her.
Merry Christmas to the Popes.
Yep. Merry Christmas to the Popes. We wish you were here. That's it. I'm caught up.
Good. So we're caught up.
What do we got?
Excellent. No, I'm just saying, because I mean, the first thing I did when I saw the Bob Wiley news was I was like, oh, my God, Barry's going to freak out.
Yeah.
That was your secret Santa.
That dude, you know what I would love? Because, you know, after the Hard Knocks when he was on there, it kind of went viral. Like, it was a thing.
Not only is he a big dude, he became a big thing.
He did.
Yeah.
And I would love nothing more than once I get my podcast going about people that used to go, oh, my God. I would, it would feel sexual if he did my podcast. That would be, oh. That would be the best.
Yeah. No
I don't think he would do it. I don't think he would do it, but, oh.
Why wouldn't he?
I don't know.
I think you got to get him in the offseason.
You think so?
Yeah, I think if you get him in the offseason, I think he'd do it.
Oh, maybe I'll try that
next
year.
He seems like he's a man of the people.
Or an attention whore. Either one.
I don't think that way. Although he does drive a Maserati.
Well,
and I don't know how his fat ass fits in this front seat. But
I mean, if you drive a Maserati, you're kind of an attention whore to begin with, right?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Or you have a small penis.
And then. Or both.
Or both, right?
Maybe, but somebody, I forget who it was, but somebody was saying they know folks at the in Cleveland.
Yeah.
They were like, he was hamming it up a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
That's disappointing, right?
Yeah, somebody said that he knew that the cameras were there.
And because his offensive line, remember,
as Kid would say, he was the most.
Because you remember now, Joe Thomas was interviewed about it, and he said the offensive linemen made a pact that they did not want to be on Hard Knocks, and if anybody was accused or thought to be playing it up to get on, they were going to get fined. So his offensive lineman wanted to stay out of it, but now you're hearing maybe that was part of the deal to get into it for Big Bob.
Interesting.
Maybe karma got him with the ankle. You never know.
Right?
You don't know.
So we got this text, and I don't think this is fair to you.
Okay.
But it says, I got off work early. I finally get to listen to the Usual Suspects on the way home, and y'all are drunk as hell, and I love it. No, that's just pretty much me. Like, Joel's fine.
You know me. I drink 6 days a week. So
yeah, Joel's on water. Nick got drunk long before.
Before this.
Probably that's why he went to JCPenney's, because he was drunk and had no idea what the hell he was doing.
You thought peanut butter and all the other ones got run?
Oh, my God.
That one's going to be hard to live down.
He dared make fun of me for shopping at the mall? Forever 21 and Abercrombie?
That's
is that the
thing.
Mall?
You just hit on the head.
JCPenney's?
The mall doesn't claim JCPenney's as being a part of it.
JCPenney's is like the Mervins of our era. It's like this dude is buying shirts and pants at Mervins. Did he get tough skins? Did he get some skinny tough skins? Some skinny skins?
I told you, man. This is not going to – he's not going to outlive this.
JCPenney. People that don't even call it – they call it pennies. They don't even call it JCPenney. It's pennies because you know why? Old people shop there.
Lowest money on the money chain?
Pennies.
Pennies. There you go. All right, we hear the music. We got to get going. We got one segment to go in the big show. Then we're going to turn over to the Blitz. It's the Usual Suspect. It's Sports Map 94.1, ESPN 97.5. Making a list, he's checking it twice. He's going to find
out who's loyal. Yeah. Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening?
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's place for the Gow Christmas Party. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back. Final segment of the big show. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1.
Oh,
you know how we do it around here. We'll take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. Never miss a beat and everything on the up and up. Crystal Collins getting knee-deep in some shenanigans with the big man as David Gow has blessed us. He is here now so the party can officially begin because the commander-in-chief is in the building as they tried to work out a deal to get you to continue to drink.
Yeah. David Gow not doing me any favors. I told Crystal, like, look, I can't drink anymore. I've got to drive home. I'm already going to have to stay here for an hour and listen to the Blitz. Ugh. Like, I can't do that. But
that's
like,
all you, Chief.
But he's like, no. You can have three after your show. What? No, don't do that to me. And then I said, well, can I expense my Uber? He's like, oh, no.
He's like, hey, this table over here was calling me.
Oh,
I got to go mingle
a little bit. Let me go over here. By the way, I do have to read this text because in the interest of fairness, we read all of the hate text. Do we not?
Yeah,
everybody's?
We get a lot.
So here's the text that we got, the most recent one. It's okay, Nick. JCPenney's sells cool clothes. Signed, Patrick Creighton. So, just a text.
I thought you were going to read the other one I saw, but
no.
Wow.
Just a text that came in from our hating-ass listeners. Just not nice people. That's what they are.
Yeah, that was, jeez. Yeah, you've read me some of them. Do people forget it's the
They're
holiday
mean.
Season and maybe
so
take a day
mean,
off
Fred.
Being like...
Fred, I will warn you now, do not read the text line. Crystal, I hate you so much.
Mr. Gow said...
Oh, my gosh.
As Fred has said, the dickweeds are out on text message.
Crystal, I love you, but you're paying for my Uber. Cheers to you. Happy Merry Christmas.
Mr. Gow said...
Mr. Gow did not say...
You may not be royalty, but you definitely got your share of the crown.
Oh, my God. Wow, I love you too.
You almost missed the high five.
I did almost miss.
You did the Tiger Woods Stevie Williams
almost
thing.
Almost missed it. This is not good. Keep it still. Oh, my God.
Swing and a miss?
Fred, do not read the text line today. It's worse than normal. I will warn you. It's pretty bad. So just FYI.
Classy people here. Dickweeds may be out there. You never know. That, yeah. These things happen.
Well, Michelle, we did two giveaways. That's all we could
do. Two or three. We did some contests.
We did the push-up contest, the hula hoop contest, which was basically air sex. So
we did try and call some lucky numbers, and no one cared
no
about
one
their
listened.
Tickets. So.
No one was listening at all.
I'm quite sure Fred will be calling the numbers and making sure that
I think Fred
he gives
do,
away everything.
Fred will do a giveaway every segment. For the whole show.
He's really not happy.
Fred is like, I hate you so much right now, Laminek. That is not happening, so not that's going to happen.
So in case you missed any of the festivities, you still have plenty of time to get out here to Nick's Place, Rocky Ridge, and Westheimer. Lots of stuff going on. Lots of people still here. And again, it's going to continue, and it's going to get better and better. As people get off of work, they're going to come over here as well, because Fred, AJ, the Blitz, they're going to take you home all the way until 7 o'clock. And I'm sure it probably will carry over a little after that. But the bottom line is, we appreciate you, the listeners.
Love you.
And the fact that you made this station number one, you support all these shows throughout the year. It's absolutely the way it should be and the way we appreciate all of you guys. So for you guys, from us, and Nick is in the building somewhere, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Yes.
We certainly appreciate you all 365, but none more than today. So y'all have yourself a Merry Christmas. And we will, Barry and I and Fred are all working next week, so we'll talk to you next week.
There
right?
you go. Yeah. Are we done? I thought we had 5 minutes left.
Oh. Well,
are you bailing out early?
I heard music.
I'm the one that's been drinking.
I heard
drinking.
Music.
You're the one giving up early.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the stage is Barry Laminek.
I mean, well, don't.
Read. You've had Crown. Don't read those out loud.
Someone just texted like an ASCII penis. I don't know what that is. It's just, Fred, look at that. This is what you get all day today. Someone texted, that's a penis. That is what that is, basically. This is where we're at, Fred. This is where we're at for the day. So, business as usual on the text line. Can you believe that, Michelle? This is where we're at. That's what that is. Oh, boy. I don't know. Where do we go from here? Where do you go after a penis text, really? What do you look for after that? I don't know.
The beautiful better half of Cody Stutes is here, by the way.
Is that his woman?
Yes, indeed it is.
I'll tell you what, it was kind of like Bigfoot. I didn't think she existed.
Did you hear that?
No.
He's worried about people texting in mean things, and yet he's here on the microphone just dishing it all out in-house.
Are the speakers on here? I didn't know they were on right now. Good on you, Cody. You did well, my friend. Good job. Boy. No, God, no, Crystal. I do not need any drinks.
No, ma'am. Oh. Barry can have mine. So
no.
Barry can have mine. So just go get Barry at least one more.
Oh, God. I hate you so much, Joel. So much. No. Crystal, I'm not drinking.
I hate you, too. You didn't. I didn't even sneeze. I hate you, too.
What is this? Breaking news. Dodgers reportedly trade Yasiel Puig and Matt Kemp to the Reds.
You know what that means. That means Bryce Harper is going to the Dodgers.
That sounds like it.
That's how the dominoes fall.
That's how you clear money.
Yeah,
that's how
the Dodgers had said they wanted to move two outfielders to try and shift gears and sign Bryce Harper. So if that is indeed the case,
or do they maybe re-sign Machado and figure out who to put at third base? I know they have a shortstop already, but do you
one of the two big names were there? But everything that I heard was they were clearing space for Bryce Harper in the outfield. So
and,
we'll see.
And they just did. Now, who did they? The question is, and I don't know. God forbid I try to Google something right now.
Yeah, I wouldn't start. Now.
But who are they getting in return? That's the question. Was it for picks? Was it for cash considerations? A player to be named later? It was for Homer Bailey, Josiah Gray, and Jeter Downs. Okay. So definitely clearing money for Bryce Harper. That's basically what that was. You're right. You nailed it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So it's going to be interesting to see how that all, my shot goes to Barry. Yeah.
No, Crystal, we're like live. We're doing radio. Yeah. I don't know if you know this, but people are listening.
That's never stopped her before. So why is that going to stop her now?
Hey, shout out to Steve-O. Happy holidays to you too, my friend.
Yep, and shout out again to all the suspects that took the time and effort to come out here today to support us, the station, the show. Pink Valkyrie in the back again. Everybody here, we appreciate you. We love you. And again, thanks for making our station number one. Without you,
no doubt,
we are nothing. So we appreciate all you guys. All you guys out there, we wish you a Merry Christmas.
No doubt. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being at Klein's. Thank you for listening every day, man. It's the best. This is awesome. And all because of you guys. So, yeah, we appreciate you. Everybody out there listening, too, that didn't come. We appreciate you. The Popes.
Yeah. All the people in Beaumont. All the people in Beaumont. Because, you know, we know it's hard for you to get over here to make an appearance. But when we make an appearance out there in Beaumont, we appreciate all the people in the Golden Triangle as well that make sure that they listen to us on the daily.
Yep.
So, all right, my friend, you need to sober up or keep drinking.
I'm going to go sleep in my car for a while. No, Andrew, I don't care what you said. We're leaving. We're done. You can kiss my ass with that. We got two minutes left.
Or add a minute or kiss his ass while you add a minute.
Andrew, we're going. We're done. You heard it here first. We're out.
And the shot has just arrived for you.
No. Suspects out. No.
Hey, everybody. Merry Christmas. For Barry and
Merry
Nick,
Christmas,
Joel,
guys.
Have a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to y'all next week.
All right. Blitz is up next. ESPN 97.5. Be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all.
ESPN 97.5.